Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the latest Padre cast. This week, Fred is actually out, so I am running solo, but given the magnitude and sheer number of developments throughout the week, it was definitely important to run down the latest sports gaming news. And then also we have the NFL draft coming up later this week. Very excited for that. Everybody's really getting to a fever pitch, but not even just for the NFL draft, but this is when NCAA football, to a lesser extent, but really when Madden kicks into gear marketing-wise. So we're going to be seeing a lot from Madden this week. I'll talk about that a little bit at the end of the show, what you can look forward to in terms of coverage during the NFL draft and with the latest Madden news. So I'm just going to run down again, as usual, latest news, latest sports gaming news to start with. And Madden is right at the top of the list. We're going to be getting on Thursday, which is the first night of the NFL draft. It's uncertain, really, if EA is going to carry over some of their promotional activities other than the advertising on ESPN and NFL Network. But the things like the rookie ratings. Generally, we used to get just first rounders in terms of rookie screenshots. But since they're going to let people vote on the ratings, I'm not sure if they've announced whether that's just first rounders or if they're going to carry that into second rounders and third rounders on the second night. But we'll see about that. Thursday also will bring the announcement of the demo, which according to the polling, it's clearly going to be the Jets at the Colts. Which is really, it's an intriguing matchup, especially given the additions the Jets have made. Cromartie, Tomlinson, and Santonio Holmes. It's going to change the whole outlook of that matchup. So initially, the voting, I saw a lot of people talking about that's a good contrast. You have the offense of the Colts versus the defense of the Jets. Now the Jets have a semi-dynamic offense, so it'll be interesting to see how that lays out. We also have the cover announcement coming. That will be Drew Brees. No surprise there. There was really never any question about it. But yeah, so we have cover announcement, demo announcement, rookie ratings, rookie screenshots. It's going to be a busy couple days. Also on Thursday night, I just posted up earlier today on the website, the trailer, the first trailer for the game will debut on Game Trailers at midnight Eastern. In addition to that, quote-unquote, the first details, as I mentioned earlier, we already know a lot of details on this, but the mainstream doesn't. The mainstream knows nothing about the next Madden yet. This is where they're going to roll it out, and because of that, forewarning, it's probably not going to be a feature or features that are directed at the hardcore community, so I'm expecting something. This may be what was talked about earlier with the quicker, simpler, deeper, or the quote-unquote new take on Madden. It could be either one or maybe both of those things incorporated to what is announced this week. So I'm not getting too excited for it because of that. We're going to have to see what it is, but this isn't going to be as hardcore as something like the locomotion engine or catch tuning tool. That's not the type of thing they announce during an event like this. So just temper your expectations a little bit and we'll see what comes of it. The trailer, of course, will be flash. It's not going to be direct gameplay. It's going to be flashy highlights from replays and all that. So just know that going in and we'll see what comes of it. Another big development this week was with indirectly EA Sports MMA as Strikeforce had a big event. This was kind of a coming out event for them in terms of they had three title matches on national television on CBS on Saturday night. It ends in a fiasco with a brawl in the cage, and it looks really bad for Strikeforce. It makes them look second rate. UFC, is just nobody can believe that right now Strikeforce is any sort of threat to UFC. Dana White basically laughed at it, given this brawl that happened. How that factors into EA Sports MMA is marketing-wise. They're tight partners on this. Strikeforce, EA Sports, and MMA are together on this. It's the biggest promotion in the game. There's advertising for EA Sports MMA all over the Strikeforce broadcasts. So when the credibility of the promotion takes a hit, it makes it more difficult to market the game down the line. It also means potentially less growth for Strikeforce, which means less awareness for EA Sports MMA, potentially. So we'll see what happens out of that. But we also got game footage from directly from the game, and also a new trailer. From that, a lot of people are jumping on it, and I can understand it because it doesn't look great. But there's 6 to 8 months left. This game isn't going to be out till probably November. So you don't see game footage this early in a development cycle. You just don't for any game. So the fact that we're seeing anything, to me, is a sign of confidence. They have a lot of confidence in this game that it's going to be where they want it to be, at least by release time. Of course, that's hard to predict, but this is the only way they can get in front of a lot of people and promote the game, because it's an uphill battle against UFC. They don't have the same marketing advantages. They don't have the same base of built-in fans, and the fighters are not as recognizable outside of a few. So that was not a good night for either Strikeforce or EA Sports MMA. There's still a long time to go. NCAA football, we got ESPN integration confirmed. We had seen that earlier in the Tebow video, at least in the background. There are going to be the ESPN score bar, stat banners, screen wipes, music. So there's what everybody's been asking for. Maybe we don't really know yet whether it's going to be to the extent of what everybody wanted. I mean, you had NCAA basketball, which had two broadcast teams, two different commentary teams. This ESPN integration for NCAA football, there was no mention made of anything to do with commentary, which could either mean the commentary is pretty much going to be the same with some added lines like year to year over the last couple years, or it's going to be something they pull out within the next couple weeks or months as an announcement that there's either a second broadcast team, or they've done something dynamically to the current broadcast team to make it better. But I posted up a poll. We basically have three big additions announced for the game so far: the ESPN presentation, the new locomotion engine, and the authentic offenses for every school. Right now, ESPN's in the lead, 43%. It's real close, though, with the locomotion engine, 41%. And I think the ESPN integration, that's going to be the first thing people notice when they watch a video, when they play the game, because it's going to be in your face. The locomotion engine's going to change the feel of gameplay, which may end up having a bigger impact in the long run. But ESPN's going to be the first thing they notice. So that's actually, I think, a pretty respectable number for the locomotion engine. Shows the type of people who read the site. They're looking for gameplay improvements, especially on NCAA football, which last year didn't receive much in that way. Authentic offense is 17%. That's holding pretty well against the other two, because it actually hasn't really been detailed in a blog or anything. I think authentic offenses are very important, though, because the game eventually gets bland. Switching from team to team and having them feel the same takes away a lot from the experience. So, but a lot for NCAA football there. That may take a back seat to Madden for the next couple weeks in terms of marketing. But NCAA has done a much better job this year anyway in terms of getting news out and detailing some of these features. And these are the right things to talk about right now, as opposed to a season showdown, which got, I don't know, six blog postings from EA last year. Talking about ESPN, locomotion, authentic offenses, that's what people want to hear about who are following the game months before it's released. Then, of course, we have E3 coming up, which is, for NCAA football, that's big because it's just a few weeks before release of the game. It's pretty much in its final state. So I'll get a good look at it there. Turning to the baseball games, we had the sales numbers out for MLB 10 The Show and MLB 2K10 for March. The show shot up by 14%. That was pretty much expected. It's not a huge improvement like last year, where it went up about over 37%, because we couldn't tell exactly. So this year it still goes up. That's still impressive. the PS3's been gaining on user base, more users month to month, a significant amount, and MLB 10 is kind of a flagship game for Sony, at least in the sports genre. So that it continues to rise is a good sign, but I think, you know, given the response, the consumer response, and disappointment towards the title and issues it's had this year, lack of improvement in online play, things like that, and really, I think the general sentiment is that the game didn't do a whole lot to separate itself from 09. Next year, I think, is going to be a big year for it, where it needs to step up. A lot of times you see a game, NHL is a good example, where it comes off a year, an award-winning year, where everybody loves it, it's got innovation and everything, and then the next year it's kind of hard because these companies don't want to change it too much. They've got a formula that they think works. They don't want to tinker too much and upset the people who are fans of the game by changing things. But I think the show's at a point now where it has to do something new, and people are going to be looking for more next year other than just, oh, it's the show, I know it's going to be quality. They're going to have to do something more. On the other hand, MLB 2K10 dropped. We don't really know the exact amount because we don't have the exact numbers, but I would estimate about a 15 to 20% drop this year. Last year, it fell 14%. So, I mean, again, these numbers are a lot of times based on the previous years or the reputation of the series. So that continues to drop. It placed 9th for the 360 last year. This year it fell to 14th. It was a tougher month competition-wise this year, but still a drop in overall sales, certainly. So that's something to keep an eye on. The Perfect Game Contest is something I look to. It probably prevented a steeper drop, but it certainly wasn't going to get people, a whole lot of people, to buy the game who were upset with it already, who were coming off a year where they were irritated with the quality of MLB 2K9 and really 2K8 and 2K7. It had never really established itself. I think it did a better job of doing that this year. It's in a spot where it can improve from here on out. Whether people buy into it, I mean, it's a short, we've only got two more years before that license is up, and 2K may just drop baseball altogether come that time. EA will be bringing in MVP, if they keep it named that, at a certain point here in the future once the license expires. So that's something to watch. But we also got Jason Hayward added in both of the roster updates for the games. It took a few days to get that out, a little slower than usual, but both games now have their first updates out that have rookies who debuted early in the season. Of course, Jason Hayward is the most heralded of those rookies. He was added, and I did a write-up along with screenshots and ratings details for both games on Hayward. And really, I think overall people were pretty pleased with not only the way he looks in the games, but the ratings, which were, I think, most seemed they were right on for 2K10. The show had a couple anomalies, though. His speed and his arm strength, really low. And I'm not sure, I'm no expert on Hayward, but it seemed that everybody thought those were vastly low. So we may see adjustments to that coming. But overall, I think both games did a pretty good job with him, getting him in and getting their updates out to reflect that. So that's pretty much the rundown on the sports gaming for the week. Like I said, couple big days coming up. I may do a special edition of the PadreCast to cover some of the gaming news as it hits this week. Switching over to entertainment for a bit, we had the release of Kick-Ass this week, and this is a movie that I've been talking about since I saw it in early March nonstop, because it has risen almost immediately to the top of my favorite movies of all time. And it could very well end up being my favorite movie of all time. It's tough because I got to give it a little more perspective as time passes. But I've already seen it for a second viewing, which I thought was just as awesome as the first. And it's hard to separate that excitement, because I've never had the urge to see any movie really for a third time in the theaters. And I already have that itch to go out and see it again. It did decently well at the box office this weekend, made just about $20 million, and actually ended up coming in first after estimates had it trailing just barely How to Train Your Dragon. But 20 million, that a little lower than some of the industry expectations, certainly lower than what I thought it would get for the first weekend. But the word of mouth is off the charts on this movie. Everybody who sees it loves it. They're surprised by it. And if you follow anything like Twitter, it's getting great buzz. Everything is spreading on that, and I think it's going to hold up really well over the coming weeks. The budget actually was relatively low. I think it was $48 million, which is nothing for a movie these days. So it's certainly going to end up making money. I'd like to see it end up making a lot more, being a lot more profitable than it'll be. We'll see how things play out over the coming weeks, but I do think word of mouth is going to carry that, and it's going to have it's not going to have the steep drop-offs that a lot of movies, especially comic book movies, have. We also got the news, and this is coming off a night where I just went and saw Conan O'Brien perform live on tour, which was incredibly fun, really funny, very entertaining. But Conan O'Brien will be going to TBS. This was announced. He signed a deal with TBS. Starting in November, he'll have a show on TBS. It'll air at 11 p.m., and he'll be working Mondays through Thursdays. Fridays is, there are a lot of shows that take off Fridays. You notice no big network shows air on Fridays. Fridays are looked at, ratings drop for every show across the board just because everyone's out on the town, they're out on a Friday night. So especially where the demographics, the 18 to 34 demo that the advertising rates are set on, those people are out. They're not at home watching TV for the most part. So taking off a Friday for a show like Conan, not surprising at all. But that also means TBS now has a block of shows. Conan will air at 11 p.m., followed by Lopez Tonight. And that I blanked on that one because I've watched it once and it was a terrible show. George Lopez was excited about this, and actually it makes a lot of sense to move to midnight and have Conan as the lead-in. The show wasn't getting great ratings, but now he's going to have a big lead-in there. It'll actually help this show long-term. So that's exciting to have Conan established, ready to come back, and this tour he's doing over the summer is awesome. It's keeping him in the news, and I think he's going to have a really strong show there. A lot of freedom to do the things that he used to do on late night at 12:30 as opposed to Tonight's show at 11:30, where NBC was more restrictive. He was trying to appeal to a broader audience. So on TBS, he'll be able to do anything. I mean, last night, NBC owns a lot of the intellectual property that he came up with over the years, that him and his writers came up with over the years, like the masturbating bear. So last night, to get around that at the show, Conan debuted what will be, you know, he'll be on the TBS show, the self-pleasuring panda. All they did was throw a new kind of a cover over top of him. And you'll probably see a lot of that with the different skits and things where they just change up the name or change something about it to avoid litigation. We also have more in the comic book way of news, movies. Joss Whedon, who will be directing The Avengers, that has been confirmed now. He'll also be doing reportedly rewrites on The Avengers and Captain America. I think this is pretty good news, specifically for Captain America, but we'll see what he does with this, because Whedon is more regarded as a writer than he is necessarily as a director. But I think he's going to do a good job, and I think this is definitely raised the hype levels for these movies, because there's a guy who understands comics, he understands ensemble casts, and he should be able to provide what people are looking for. Then, of course, we have Iron Man 2 coming up in 3 weeks, which I think everyone's really excited about. It's actually tracking higher for an opening weekend than The Dark Knight was. So it's going to have a huge opening weekend. Hopefully there's no letdown. The first movie, you know, a lot of times you see these movies debut and the reason why people love them so much is because they didn't really have the high expectations. Certainly Iron Man 2 has very high expectations, but you have to think that Jon Favreau will be able to meet those. Tony Stark, great character. Very appealing to all audiences. Robert Downey Jr., huge star. I mean, other than Will Smith, right now Robert Downey Jr. is probably the biggest Hollywood star there is. So it's going to be a big weekend for that. That's still 3 weeks off, but that's really, it's hard to believe it's actually that close. So, I just wanted to end up the Padrecast here with a few notes on the NFL draft coming up and the Madden news. So, we're going to have Madden news, Madden trailer, ratings, rookie ratings, suggestions, screenshots of the rookies in their new uniforms. All this is going to be happening on Thursday. Presumably, it may be happening on Friday also. So, I'll be having a live blog throughout the draft, which will incorporate those things. So, as soon as they're out, I'll be delivering them on the site through the live blog. I'll be talking about the draft, some thoughts on where people are going to get drafted, different developments, trades, whatever goes down on Thursday night. I'll have another mock draft up here Tuesday or Wednesday in advance of the draft. So a lot coming. I'll probably have another Padrecast, maybe focused on the NFL draft before and or after. So a lot coming down the line. This is going to be a busy few days. Expect a lot of content on the website. And I think next week Fred will be back to join me in this. Hope this was at least interesting for some of you. I wanted to roll it out anyway and keep the consistency on every Monday for the latest edition. So, hey, thanks for sticking with me through this, and we'll be back next week, everyone. Take care.